Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to Sci-Fi Wire from the Con, recorded live from the Sci-Fi Wire stage at New York Comic Con 2019.
I'm Tara Bennett, senior producer here for Sci-Fi Wire, and I'm so pleased to have the showrunner and the cast for Snowpiercer. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
So I feel like we've been waiting for the show for a long time, and you guys be just as excited to finally be bringing it out to everybody. How many of you guys have seen the movie? Yeah. So let's talk about how you guys have chosen to adapt this, because there's lots of different ways you can go. It's a really great story. Tell me about what was interesting to you and certainly how to turn it into something that's going to last for hours rather than a two-hour movie.
Right. Well, I'm a huge fan of director Bong's movie as well. He's a master. And I'm also a fan of the original graphic novels. So we had this terrific, material to pull from and to create a series. I think that the biggest difference from the film is that we're telling a story that is occurring in every class
yeah.
at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we get to know the whole train rather than just attack the engine the entire
right.
movie.
Yeah.
We do a lot of attacking, but not all the time.
All right, so you're known for doing character dramas, and you've got a lot of really great actors here to be able to populate this story in particular. I like it when you introduce and tell us who the actors and some of them, who they play. So let's go through this awesome cast you have here right now.
I play Brickman Bastille.
Which is an amazing name.
Thank you. Thank you, Graham. I'm a cop on the train. I make sure that people behave. And
as they should.
Yeah.
Within their class rules. Great.
I'm Lena Hall, and I play Miss Audrey, and I am the madam of the night car,
ooh.
Which is like a brothel plus cabaret, so there may or may not be some performing some songs.
Ooh.
And I am an empath as well, and I help people deal with the tragedy of the loss of everything from before. Yeah.
Ooh, interesting. Nice. Hi, David.
Hey, I'm David Diggs. I play Andre Layton, who sort of takes on the role of train detective after a murder is committed on the train, and I am somewhat against my will brought out of the tail where I live to cooperate with the powers that be on the train to try and help them solve this murder.
Ooh, good description. Nice. Hello.
I'm Sheila Vand. I play Zara, Layton's complicated wife, ex-wife.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
We came on the train together, but I left the tail because I got upgraded to work in the night car with Miss Audrey.
Oh.
And so I have to sort of deal with the consequences of leaving my taily family behind.
Ah, Steven.
Steven Ogg, I play Pike, who's the, physical embodiment of the train.
Ah, all right.
I don't even know what that means.
Mystery from the top.
Have you lost it? Have you lost it?
I'm part of the tailies, the back of the train, sort of fighting for a little more equality on a train that's 1,001 cars long with haves and have-nots. So Pike's doing his best to get a little more.
Got it.
Get a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
Get a little closer. Get a little more inside.
Some of those train peanuts.
Get a little more
front.
Something, something.
Nice.
Get a... Thank you. Thank you all for coming.
Hi. I play Ruth, and I work with Melanie Cavill, played by Jennifer Connelly, who's the voice of the train in the hospitality department. And we're responsible for making sure that everything runs smoothly, whatever that takes. Yep.
Ooh. So, Graham, let's talk a little bit about, though, as you said, the movie was more about kind of the tale working its way through the front to defeat it, but this has got a murder mystery associated with it, which allows for maybe a little less intensity in terms of that, but certainly really high stakes and certainly mixing of lots of different areas of the train. So tell me about the construction of the first season. Is it really all about that mystery, or are there a lot of other things going on too?
Well, the mystery is really sort of the murder is the inciting incident that drags David's character out of the tale. And then we get to experience large pieces of the train through Andre Layton's eyes for the first time. And the show still has that amazing effect that the movie had, where you can open a door and you're never sure what kind of car is going to be on the other side of that door. Our sets are spectacular, so there's all kinds of worlds to be found there. Yeah.
Does it feel a little bit, have you tried to construct it almost like a, you know, it, not a direct correlation, but in the maybe slightly inspired by a murder on the Orient Express kind of feel to it?
No, I wouldn't say that. You know, that Andre Layton has bigger concerns than just this murder.
Got it.
I mean, the tale is fomenting a rebellion back there from day one. And so it's really the story of how he moves up train and begins to gather his allies for insurrection and rebellion.
So I have to ask David, since there is an entertainment car, will there be any singing?
There's a lot of singing on the show.
From
not
you,
by me.
Not by you. Season two.
Only if Graham gets his way. We're fighting about it right now.
So tell me, you know, just in terms of the aesthetics of this, the movie had a very individual style. What were you guys going for? Because again, you're not trying to make a remake of this. You're inspired by your own story. And so what are the thoughts and the ideas of how these guys look, how you want to portray them? It's futuristic, but it's also post-apocalyptic. What's the kind of thing that you're going for with this?
The story takes place 7 years from right now. So the world that everybody lost is this world today, and they lost it to climate change. So it's an important baseline for the story that way. And there's a real thread of grief among all the characters for not just losing everyone they ever knew and ever loved, but losing the Earth itself and this terrible weight of responsibility on it.
That's good. So it's we've got a lot of topical things to think about with the show as well. Just in general, for you guys being able to work on a big ensemble piece, that's always, you know, a lot of you are familiar with doing that already. But what about this project has made it feel a little special, a little out of the ordinary? The movie had its own definite feel and quirk to it. What about this show feels distinctive to you guys?
Confined space that we all have to act in, because the train car is only so big.
Right.
So we're very close together, and we've made some great bonds and had some great laughs. And honestly, season two, we're going to start filming at the end of this month. And I'm really excited to be like in the same room as all these amazing people, because we've just had so much fun. Tons of laughs, too. You know, you'd think
it
was a comedy.
I think the time...
Well, the good thing about the tight spaces is that then you get to observe the actors, and that inspires writing even more, so you can write towards all their great talents. So it's good to hear there's a season two. I can't wait to see season one, the first episode. Thanks, guys, for coming in and giving a taste of it.
Spring 2020.
Hey, spring 2020, everybody. TNT.